interesting. The Maisa. Oh, so you're coming with the Mishnah Brewer, right? The Mishnah Brewer says, "Well, you, do you not hear this yesterday?" No, maybe you heard it on tape.
No, I didn't listen.
So the what you call it, the Mishnah Brewer goes with the Mahalach that Tzorchi only Tzorchi Sudus Motivei Tavshin. He's got, there's a big kash in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says that on Yom Tov, which was an Erev Shabbos, even if you make Eil Tavshilin, you cannot put down Eil Tchumin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't do that. Why not? So according to the Mishnah Brura, the reason why you can't do it is because you can only do Tzorach Yisuda. Only prepare for meal time. There's nothing to do with a meal. Walking there is nothing to do with a meal. That we're not allowed to do. Because the Eger brings from others, there's a different shot. The Eger says you can only do on Yom Tov what you could actually do on Yom Tov itself. I looked at Rokhari said actually. So you can only do on Yom Tov what you can do on Yom Tov itself. Eir Tashin, Eir Tchumin, you couldn't do on Yom Tov. You could have done it before Yom Tov came in, but you can't do on Yom Tov itself now. Mela, that's why it's not allowed.
Lucas Neyers is Tzorach Achila?
Yeah, it's called Tzorach Achila. It's only Shabbos, it enhances the meal. Comes out, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't say this, I thought Rabbi Akiva said he doesn't say it himself, but the Maaseh before said, Kodesh Rabbi Akiva, L'chai, you can mishnah take the Torah from one place to the next, because we're the Eir Tashin. That's where we're at. We ended up with a kashi yesterday, Mishnah Brewer himself, Mishnah Base, for some reason, he speaks about, you made an Eir Tashin, and he says there, you could fold the talis up, provided it's a white talis, it's in its fold. For some reason, the Mishnah Brewer allows you to do that on all of a sudden.
Okay,
yeah, you made an Eir Tashin, yeah? So about an Arab Yom Tov, for there he allows it. I can't say why the Mishnah Brewer some switch, that I don't know. But I thought this thing of moving a Sefer Torah, it's Mamish Dishai over here, it depends on Rabbi Eger or Mishnah Brewer. The Maisel Chatzchila were machin for Mishnah Brewer, and therefore ideally one shouldn't do it. You got a Torah? Yeah, I don't know, maybe, possibly. The Chiddush that. Maybe, possible. That could be. Possibly. Okay, that was more or less what we said yesterday. Let's move on today. Also, very, very interesting shayla over here. Now, that's the posh shayla also. Can you prepare on... Let's talk about a normal Shabbos, first of all. Can you prepare on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos? I mean, someone's got a Malava Malka. He's got a big Malava Malka on. That, no, a small Malava Malka. He's got a Malava Malka. What's a Malava Malka?
On
Motzei Shabbos.
What
are you saying, preparing food? I'm telling you now. We have to wait now. It's a shayla.
Sorry?
He wants to take out of his freezer, he wants the fish balls to be defrosted. So he wants to take his fish balls and his meat and his, all these things. He's got no microwave or whatever. He's got no way of doing
will
it.
Will they defrost it on Shabbos? Or
what?
When will they defrost?
On Shabbos.
When will they be edible? So he'll eat on Shabbos as well?
Oh, one more. Come to one point. He is doing it where he is doing it. I'm reading the London is Machim, it looks like.
Oh. Yeah.
So the Shaila is, he wants to take it out on Shabbos. 4 months Shabbos. Now, if I asked you before you came to Shabbos, what would you say?
Pashas
Nish. That is Mamish Hachonah. That is Mamish Hachonah for Motzei Shabbos. That is preparation for Motzei Shabbos. What are you doing? You're Mamish doing this because you're doing something on Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, for Motzei Shabbos. The Mamish Hachonah is very well. Can you make the beds on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos?
No.
You can't do it. It's Mamish the classic case where it's not allowed to be done. The Chayra.
Yeah.
There's an interesting halacha here. Now, Chai Adam is in his Yom Tov. There's a range in Chai Adam, and Chai Adam is in Klal Kufnum Gimus Vov. He's talking about his Yom Tov so far, yeah? The Chai Adam. And Chai Adam says the following. Find it. Kufnum Gimel Sivov. The whole Shai is a lamb shot over here, but let's just. Bishmini Somer Chashecha on Shmini Atzeres. As it gets dark. You've got a problem. No matter what, in those days, probably, the sukkahs were at the back of the garden, all dark. It's very hard to be able to get in there and everything. So he wants to take out his benches, his tables, from the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, yeah? Shmini Atzeres before Simchas Torah. He sits in the sukkah, let's say Shmini Atzeres. He wants to take out everything on Shmini Atzeres. For Simchas Torah, that Simchas Torah, he can start his meal straight away. Otherwise, for all Tirchah, he's got to go down to the back of the sukkah, get a light, bring everything back, take some time. Is he allowed to do that? Now, this is Mamish L'chor our case, yeah? He's doing something on Yom Tov for the next day. He's doing something on Yom Tov for Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, can't do that. Something like that. Tom just told me that, but my sister, don't think he's a shayla at all. He says, well, are you allowed to cook during Cholam Moed for Shmini Atzeres, for Simchas Torah? Because he says simple terms may be chayil, it's a weekday maybe. That's definitely wrong. That's definitely allowed. Because that we treat it as a proper yom tov. So the mice, that's no problem. But we're talking about over here, he's taking out and shooting out says four simple terms. That's what he wants to do. So the chayil is a problem. Shulchan Aruch says pasuk is a problem. But, says the what's it called, the Chai Adam, and he's based himself on the Magen Avraham, in E.F. Shaloi, if it's going to be impossible for him at night time, Oshielo Tircha Harbe Lefanus, so it's going to be very big Tircha to do it, Mutter Lefanus B'Yom Lavi on the basis. He's allowed to do it already on the Yom today.
Huh? Why is it less Tircha?
It's very dark. It's very dark. It's very dark. Can't see where he's going. It's a big tear. It's a big bother. It's very awkward. Or maybe now he's got people who are going to help him, and the night time he's going to have to do it by himself. That's the shyer. Much of the fathers we're going to be on a base there. We're bad. Shall you study him while I lie there? But in your study with your own, if you manage to start putting all the tables up in your room, that's have a kamechim yom to chaver. Then he carries on. We've got a few riots. But he says, he wants to be a chiddush, ancient chiddush, he wants to say, he says, when you're doing a very small hachana, that means all you're doing is transportation. You've got an item, which is perfectly usable, and you want to take it from one place to another. It's a hachana. Mm-hmm. It's a very weak sort of hachana. In a case where it's going to be a bother, and it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on the first day of the second day of the Yom Tov. Says the Chai Adam himself, though, missing a Sefer Torah, though, that's not allowed. Because that is it's a fatigue azach. You're doing something which is complete. You're finishing off. Now the same turn to be used. That he says is not allowed to be done. What?
Unless you use it.
Yeah, the only eighth will be then to use it. But without using it, the chayolim says that you can't do. So the chayolim is saying a very, very big chiddush over here. The chayolim says that in a case of where you're just doing transportation, you're moving from one place to another, which is a very weak sort of achronic, because you're not doing anything, you're not making anything, everything is there really, you're not making anything new. In a case of it's a tircha maruba, or it's going to be very, you want to do it, then one could be somer on Yom Tov Rishon, and one could take it out for Yom Tov Sheni. I'll put a few conditions over. And he says, the Chemuch HaMariel brings a few rides to this. Rak. So he said one condition is you have to bring it early in the daytime, but early yom godl. Means you have to bring it, your tables, into your house early in the day. So if I'm watching you, I think, oh, you might need it for today. It's not clear that you're doing it for the night. That means if you do it Monday near to Shia time, then that's a problem. I can see clearly the whole reason why you're doing it is only for later. That's not allowed, says the Chai Adam. It has to be that you don't do it a long time in advance. That you don't do it very close to the time they're going to use it. The kitzah, all of that he wants to be maker. The Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha actually. This is relevant, Taka, it's relevant to Yom Tov Rishon Yom Tov Sheni. Let's say, for example, a woman, for example, has got soup in the freezer. And she knows, if she waits for Motzei Yom Tov for the first night, by the time it defrosts, and she cooks it up, it's going to take a long time. The Yom Tov is going to start very late. On that, the Chai Adam and Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha, that one can be mekel, and one may take it out, on Yom Tov, with the condition that one takes out early enough
to heat up.
You can't heat up on Yom Tov, yeah? Yeah, he's quite right though. You must take it out early enough that you can eat it on Yom Tov. He's quite right actually. Yeah, you have to take out enough time. I mean, it takes 3 hours.
Enough time to defrost and to be cooked during the day.
Yeah, he's resting actually. So let's say it takes 3 hours to defrost. Maybe you can do it quicker in a pot. So the mushroom, whatever time it takes, that at least that amount of time I've taken out on Yom Tov Rishon, in order that I'll be able to take out on Yom Tov Rishon. That is an Eis HaTzorach, it's a big necessity. And the Eis HaTzorach, one can rely on this Chai Adam. Yeah?
You can take anything out of the freezer.
I don't think we've spoken about the Meister. Moed is mutter on Yom Tov, actually, Moed is mutter on Yom Tov. But the Meister, Rabbi Falken, and others, many other, tell this suit to Shabbos as well, actually. Moshe, you've got Shabbos and Yom Tov. Could also be you can do this.
Take out on Shabbos.
What's the Chiddush, actually? You can take out on Shabbos afternoon.
Then you can't walk up to Shabbos.
That's more of a problem. Quite right. Very good point, actually. She's saying there with the suit, you have a problem. Good point.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? He's saying on Shabbos, you want to take out, let's say Shabbos is Shabbos, and Motz is Shabbos is Yom. You've got the same problem, right? Every time you take everything out, the problem is taking on the problem. There, just, I listen to the Kenny Shady, maybe. Maybe the Kenny Shady. They could do the Kenny Shady. That's good, that's the point.
Could do,
you
could put it on top of the urn, or
a
kugel, let's say, for argument's
sake. Kugel, but not soup.
Yeah, so not soup, soup you have to boil up.
Unless you could do the Kenny Shady.
Boil up, you need it hot.
Why do you not change that?
Wait, what? The hot soup or the hot
Solid is no problem. Yeah, no problem. Now the heat is out, it's a problem.
Not hot.
A liquid, a close problem, Charles. Take out a liquid on a soup, which is a frost, which is a liquid, that's the kind of tap. And this is fruit soup. I've never had it before, a fruit soup.
Yeah,
a fruit soup might be alright. But then you've got a problem with moidit. You have to know what happens there with moidit. You change from a solid to a liquid.
Solid to
liquid.
Isn't it Shabbat? On Shabbos, you're doing on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Let's say Shabbos is Shabbos, and Motz is Shabbos.
From Shabbos morning to Shabbos afternoon, do you have a problem with Maida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing is, he said.
From Maida to the, even if it's, you leave it, it's not.
That's a Mishael, the Maida, the Ramor is Machu happened by itself, unless the Shas of Chak. You can rely on the wind. If you need it, it's up Sayrach. We said at the time when we learned it, Ramosha says about it's a very, very hot day, for example, in America, it's a boiling hot day, and you need to make some ice cubes. You got some visitors, he makes a whole kibbutz, you got some visitors coming, and you want to make some ice cubes. So if it's a big soda, we rely on the fact that it's happening by itself. But generally speaking, one shouldn't rely on this, that's what one kind of Ramosha says. So again, the Chayyam, that's what the Chayyam says. The Chayyam says that one can do this in such a case. The problem is, I haven't got a problem with this, Lamai said, the Chayyam himself says, and where is this? Let me just show you where it is, the Chayyam, in Kufnum Hay, Sif Yud. Ah, then it's the Chayyam, it's Mamish Astira. Well, I don't know if it's Mamish Astira, the Chayyam looks like Astira. The Chayyam, Kufnum Hay, Sif Yud. Ain't Kerry Megillah on Shabbos. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. I feel I'm going to say Mekom, etc., etc. Or the Fisha Ostin, because Baba Yisrael, the Chayyam, also tells me so. Avka Shechol Yud Gim on Shabbos, it was 30 people on Shabbos. Mutter the Tzalfa Megillah, the Mai Shton Shabbos, the Mai Shton Shabbos, the Mai Shton Shabbos, the Mai Shton Shabbos, the base HaKnesses, one shouldn't bring the Megillah to the shul, I feel it won't be Shiru. It's Shabbos, and most Shabbos you're going to lie in the Megillah. Here all of a sudden the Chayyam says you can't bring the Megillah to shul. The Chayyam saw Martin Megillah, he wants to bring the Megillah to shul, and the Chayyam says if Shabbos is whatever day it is, and you're going to read the Megillah on Leil, Motz Shabbos, here the Chayyam says, I feel it won't be Shiru, you can't bring it, because I'm making the Shabbos L'Choyl. What's happened all of a sudden?
It's not Eichel Nefesh, we said.
What?
Because it's not Eichel Nefesh. The head is only Eichel Nefesh.
First of all, he's talking about Eichel Nefesh, he's talking about bench, actually. He's also talking about bringing out tables.
It's part of the Suda, you could say it's part and part. It's not left. Excuse me, Rebbe. Just about look at the layers. What's the layers? Not, you don't eat candles, but it's Eichel Suda.
You can carry it. It's got an Eiv, yeah? You're saying that Chayyam is only Mekel.
But he doesn't let. Chayyam doesn't let.
Chayyam doesn't let. Here the Chayyam doesn't let.
Doesn't let.
Chayyam, why not? You're saying this. I'll just write it down a minute. The Chayyam's not. I don't think Chayyam's talking about Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh.
Only
Hetzel. No, I'll tell you another
Hetzel. You've got the Hoyle only because of Eichel Nefesh.
That's what Eichel Nefesh seen him. But here we're talking about Eichel Nefesh. He allows you to take out. I think, what's his case before? Kufnum Hesif Yud. Kufnum Gimel. I have to check out what you're saying. I tell you, sir, I hear what you're saying. I'm saying it only works for food. I'm not convinced you're right. But I have to check it out. But the chayyim not a terrorist. The chayyim not a posh terrorist. Is that he? It's muchach. It's clear what you're taking the megillah for. The whole idea of the chayyim is not clear what you're doing. What's in this case of the wine? You take carry wine on Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. But you take out plenty of time, you can use it on Yom Tov Rishon. That means if I look at you and see what's going on, I don't know. I think you're using it on Yom Tov Rishon. That's fuck okay. Because it's clear you might be using it on Yom Tov Rishon. But if I come along and take my Megillah on Shabbos, now no normal person is reading the Megillah on Shabbos. You're not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos.
Is it Balkona, yes?
Mission Secretaries is its work. That's a whole miser. That's much worse.
It's for tomorrow.
What?
It's more. It's for tomorrow.
But you could learn today. Why can't you learn?
It's only Mission in a minute of time to say for tomorrow.
Why can't I learn from it now? But he says that also. He says missing a Sefer Torah is a proper miser.
You're,
what?
It's a right, doesn't have to be
a Sefer Torah. Yeah. Well, here's a right. The Chayyam has to answer why is missing a Sefer Torah a problem?
Yeah.
And he answers the reason why, according to you, you've got a Poshta Teretz. The Chayyam wasn't happy with that Teretz. The Chayyam was another Teretz. Now, that's a complete miser. He doesn't like very good. Yes, go ahead. He doesn't like that. So the miser over here, the Chayyam Smokha, he says, who went in? And the Marshal's Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, that's what they get this year.
Also, a
master for Mayrith. Oh, I want that. Taking, what do you call it, a Kinnis on Tisha, on Shabbos, like this year was Shabbos, to take Kinnis on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos, because that case is clear what you're doing. So he's asking, what did you ask? A master. Now, a master is much better, because when you take a master to Shul, when are you taking it? You take it for Mincha time, you use it for Mincha. That's much better.
If you answer it tonight. The
answer is
only on
Shabbos.
Why are you taking
the master? You mean I'm taking the master? It's a master
yom tov.
Ah, yeah, that's it's a master for yom tov.
Why are you taking it now?
It's a master for yom tov. Okay, that's worse. Because there it's mukha, you don't need it, sir. You don't need it on Shabbos. Most people don't use a yom tov master on Shabbos.
Yeah,
like that would be worse. That l'chol hasn't got its head down.
That's right.
Then you could use it. I said, yes, you use it for something. I don't know how far that goes. Again, this head only works to serve mitzvah. Now, come back to our shayla, Malava Malka passes the mitzvah. So if someone on Motzah on Shabbos afternoon realizes he's got something in the freezer which needs to be taken out to defrost, if he doesn't take it out to defrost, it won't be defrosted on Motzah Shabbos. That is a mitzvah purpose. And you've got the chay adam. Even though the chay adam is right, yom to yom to, the same thing, Shabbos to yom to. So a person needs to take something out on Shabbos. For chayav, from Lava Malka, that's your mitzvah though. It can't be just for Sunday morning. And it can't be for Sunday, it's not a mitzvah.
It's
chayav. That's the amount of chayav, that's how I imagine we're not to miss the shaking in that chayav, compared to the commission. But he allows it because it's a brain weak hachomi, it's just moving an item.
He might rely on the very Sabbath, Joseph, and the scale tomorrow.
Yeah, it's trying better. Yonta is better, it's got some condition. Yeah, I hear. Someone actually says this, but the Maestro Apostle clearly Shabbos is the same thing with this, actually. Yeah, it's true. I must say, there's also negatory. You say, where's negatory? The Maestro person wants to have a love mark. He's got a nice love mark coming on, and he wants to have cold drinks. So you realize you've got to put the cold drinks in the fridge. Can you put the cold drinks in the fridge on Shabbos afternoon?
Not
for
anything. What's
he doing?
What's he doing?
He's doing a
chana. Well, he's making the item cold. Everything's not chana.
But he's doing it for later.
He could drink it later on. Perhaps the same thing. He could drink, have a cold drink.
He doesn't intend to drink it. He doesn't want to drink it.
One of his family.
He's got 20 bottles.
What's the Esau Mahana?
Tircha.
Is that called the
Tircha? Chazal don't like anything. Anything which is actually don't is called the Esau Mahana. So Lemaise, the Choy, have the same Heter over here. We better stop there, everybody. Say. All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
You don't make a profit tonight, do you?
Some do. Lemaise, many people do.
That's from the M6. Comes to the
sound
of one of the
Chevrolet
in the M6. I found it
yesterday.
Well,
I had a beautiful one in Stamford Hill yesterday.
Yeah, really.
Nothing.
Nothing.
M6 to go to the
someone says that I had a try.
That's not so simple.
I asked him to go to the Enrolf. The Enrolf is sleeping. They'll come.
Well, who's in charge of the machine here?
Uh-oh.
Nice. Well, how do you switch off, do you know?
What about this thing? Is this on? Did you have it back?
I just tell you. Yeah. Where did you say it when you take it?
Where it was,
it's off now.
It's on.
Oh, it's on the machine.
That's off now.
What? Didn't work.
What's the make?
You can make it if you want. It's on the machine.
I thought it was a little bit.
Last night,
I
should do something in the morning.
Good to that? I think so.